So you want to be one of those people who have effortless success. And I'm not even talking just about money. I'm talking about those people who are consistent in all of the areas of their life that matters. They're not burnt out, but yet they seem to manage everything effortlessly. They're consistent with their movement. They eat healthy. They have high energy. They're fulfilled in their life, in their career. They have income. And somehow, on top of all of that, still manage their self-care and their social relationships. I'm 21 and I could not have imagined at 16 that I would be as successful as I am now. For those of you who are new here or who don't know, I have had my own business for over 3 years, and that has led me to live a life of freedom. Although there may be ups and downs, I have already finished school, but I'm officially graduating on the stage next week. Or by the time you're watching or listening to this, I would have already graduated, and I don't have job stress. I have been able to build systems in my life that have let me live this life where I can live wherever I want, where I can pay my own bills, where I can buy things that I want. But to me, that's not even the majority of what I consider success anymore. What I really see about my success at 21 is the fact that I'm living in my truth. And yes, it has to do with my career, but I'm also consistent with my health. I'm consistent with my fitness. I'm consistent with social activities. When I had first started my business, I was super stressed. I was overworking. I never felt like what I was doing was enough, but now I'm not burnt out. I can still manage and get everything done and live a balanced life that is true to me. So here are the 10 habits that I'm consistent with that I attribute my success to at 21. Welcome back to The Creation of Her. If you're new here, we talk about all things from globes to feminine energy to productivity, consistency, finance, self-employment, making money, and all of the above. So if that sounds like your vibe, definitely make sure to subscribe or follow depending on where you're watching or listening. The Creation of Her is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify Podcasts. That way I can help you close the gap between who you are now and the woman that you were always meant to be. Let's get into today's episode. I'm going to start off with my biggest game changer that I actually made about a year or less ago, and that is setting 3 priorities a day. So I have been pretty open about this on my channel, but especially at the end of 2024, I was dealing so much with just EDs, binging, and all of that. So I had gotten help for it. And since then, I have done a 360. However, in that time, I was overworking so much because it wasn't just the food or diet and stuff like that. I was reaching for multiple addictions to kind of cover up my emotions. And part of that was overworking myself. And so basically, this is not the point, but it was all part of a perpetual cycle. And my coach at the time was telling me that overeating is strongly linked to an overflowing to-do list. And everything kind of clicked for me in that moment. And she told me to only set 3 priorities a day. Just pick out your 3 most important things. And as long as those things get done, you're gold, and the rest can be managed. It's secondary, or it can be flown into tomorrow. It sounds so simple, but this has led me to so much success because not only am I more productive because I'm focusing on what actually matters, I can be productive and maintain my success and my consistency over time because I'm not burning out and I'm not wasting all my time on the fluff instead when I can be using that time to, one, focus on the tasks that matter, but also to live my actual life, hang out with my family, hang out with my friends, focus on my fitness, focus on my health, focus on my self-care. If you are a victim of the super long to-do list that never seems to end, I beg you to adopt just setting 3 priorities a day, and you can still have your super long to-do list more as of a brain dump. And if you get the 3 priorities done and you have energy, you can go to the other tasks. But it won't kill you if you don't do them. It will change your life. Number 2 is pairing everything with walking. At the beginning of 2025, I set a goal to hit 10K steps every single day. And within just the first 3 months of 2025, I think I only missed, I remember counting, it was 1 or 2 days maximum. And I think those days I was sick. And now we are like 8 months into 2025 and I still have not missed more than a week. That's for sure. And to me, following through with my goals is success. But the real point is pairing everything with walking. Especially when I used to live in my old building, I would do as much computer work as I could on the treadmill. Now that I'm living in Madrid, I listen to my audiobook every single day and I will do that while I'm walking. So that's what I pair. When I'm talking on the phone, if I can walk, I am walking. I will think of any and everything that I can pair with walking and I will do it. And this attributes to my success because I know a lot of us have a step count goal, or we aspire to have a step count goal. So it's so easy for me to hit my step count, but also also I'm being more productive because I'm doing two things at once. And it's like, I'm not even realizing that I'm walking. For example, when I'm talking on the phone and maintaining my social connections, I don't even feel my feet moving. Plus, walking is just so good for your health. You will feel so good about yourself, and it's so good for your mental health, which just attributes to you being more successful because you're more balanced and you're just that girl. And following up on that, the third one is habit stacking. So me pairing everything with walking is a form of habit stacking, but in general, I love to habit stack. If you want to take on a new habit, one of the easiest ways to do it is to pair it with a habit that you already do. So like I said, in March, my friend wanted to start this challenge where we listen to this audiobook for 60 days in a row, even if we listen to the book over and over and over again. And at the time, I was already walking my 10K steps a day. So introducing this new habit became super easy for me because I just paired it with the walking that I was already doing. A lot of your success is going to come in the things and the little things that you do every single day, like your habits. So if you can learn to habit stack, you'll be able to introduce habits so much easier, and that will lead you to be more successful. For example, another one that I do is I will do my affirmations while I'm doing my skincare. Affirmations is not something that I naturally do, but skincare I've been doing forever. So now I have the cue in my brain that when I start my skincare, I pull out my affirmations and I start saying them in the mirror while I'm doing all my stuff on my face. The next one is screen time limits. And I'm not talking about the one that you can do in settings. I'm talking about getting something that will actually work. For example, if you don't want to buy anything, I have used the app Opal for as long as I could remember. It's Opal, and that will block your socials or whatever apps you want, and it'll make it a lot harder than just the screen time settings on your phone. But I just got sent to me something called Brick. It is literally like a brick, like it's a cube, and you tap your phone on it, kind of like Apple Pay, and that will block your socials. And let's say you leave the house and you leave the brick at home, you cannot access your apps until you get home and tap that like Apple Pay like feature again on that physical brick. I am so excited for it. It's waiting for me at home. But something like that, something that's actually going to block your screen time, is going to be so helpful because we don't realize how much time we're missing out, not only on chances to be productive, to work towards our goal, but literally just in life, to live life, to be in life, to talk to people, to socialize, to be present, because our like TikTok and Instagram are just sucking away all of our time. My next habit is removing the word should from my vocabulary. I started this when I was 17 and I have stuck with it ever since. I promise I will rarely say the word should. And if I do, like I'm talking like in terms of myself, I rarely say the word should in terms of myself, like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done it this way. And if I do, I immediately catch myself and it's like a bell ringer in my head. But using the word should is kind of like an allowance for you to quote unquote beat yourself up. Every time I want to say the word should in my head, I replace it with, Mia, you were doing the best you could with the knowledge and understanding that you had, and when you know better, you'll do better. I have it memorized now because I tell it to myself all the time. And the reason this has attributed to my success so much is, one, it's like one of the fastest ways for you to stop beating yourself up, because think about it, truly, if you were doing the best you could with the knowledge and understanding that you had, and when you know better, you'll do better. If you knew better, you would have done better, but you didn't, and that's okay. Things can be learning experiences. But stopping to beat yourself up, even in the tiniest of ways that seem like they don't really matter, and just giving yourself that grace is so powerful, because you're not discouraging yourself. What an awful life it would be if you are constantly beating yourself down, if nothing you did was right. Would you want to go to the gym if you beat yourself up for every single time that you didn't go? Would you want to eat healthy if you beat yourself up for every single time that you didn't eat healthy? Would you want to even live in a body that carries a mind that hates you? No. Once you start giving yourself grace and you truly start talking to yourself in a supportive way, you can actually build momentum. You are much more motivated to do things, and you feel like you have the internal space to do them. If you're going to be successful, whatever that means for you, you need to have teamwork not only in life, but within yourself. Next is another thing that I implemented this year that I truly did not know how much it would affect my life, but it's having accountability partners. There's this quote that says, accountability partners are worth their weight in gold. They truly are. For anything that you really, really want to do, if you can find an accountability partner, it will probably make you so much more successful. Like I was saying earlier, in March, my friend read this book called Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. And the book talks a lot about repetition. If you're reading a book and it's very valuable, you want to keep repeating that book. So at the end of the book, it says, if you're really committed, if you really want to be disciplined, find an accountability partner, and you guys will listen to this book 30 minutes every day for 60 days. So long story short, she reached out to me and we became each other's accountability partner, and we listened to the same book every single day for 60 days, and every single day we told each other and showed each other proof that we were listening. I probably would have never been able to stick with 60 days nonstop every single day, no excuses, if I didn't have her. And the reason it works so well is because you don't want to let the other person down. It's kind of like the camera effect. When someone puts a camera in your face, you start acting different. When you have someone else watching, if you're following through, you follow through. And now I have already finished that book a long time ago with her, but I'm somebody's accountability partner now for the same book. So I'm listening to the same book over and over again for 60 days. And I know that it's going to help that person so much. And it's helping me as well, because it's just the accountability aspect is so strong. If you are truly struggling with something, with implementing something in your life, do your best to try and find an accountability partner. I'm sure somebody will agree. Even if you feel shy, like you don't want to ask somebody in your life, trust me, people love to be helpful and they'd probably be more than willing to do it, especially if it's like a shared interest. If you have even just one person in your life who is somewhat into self-improvement, they'll probably help you with anything. My next habit is clean eating and exercise. So recently I have completely stopped eating processed junk, sugar, etc. And I have talked a lot about not restricting, but more than anything, what I vouch for is feeling good. And like I always say, it's a journey. But for me specifically, the processed junk was weighing down on my mind so much. It's so hard to reach your goals and to be consistent in life when you feel sluggish and you feel kind of ruled by food because of the ups and downs. So I made a change. I have very minimal blood sugar spikes now and I feel great. I'm eating quality animal proteins and consistently working out, which I've always done. And any time that I have not been consistent, let's say I've gone on vacation, I didn't work out for a week or two, that's when I feel my worst and I don't feel like doing anything. So the way that I approach clean eating is having your go-to meals on repeat, the ones that you truly love. That way I can never be like, oh, I don't know what to eat. No, I have my go-to meals that I know make me feel good. That way I can avoid decision fatigue and excuses. And simply just having the habit of go-to meals, simplifying eating as much as possible, and having my consistent exercise as just part of my lifestyle, it has led me to so much success, because when I don't do those things, my mental health is literally on the floor and I wouldn't be able to have the focus to reach my goals without it. The next habit is a habit tracker. I've had habit trackers for as long as I could remember. And the mistake that a lot of people have in habit making is one, not having a reward, and two, not having accountability for yourself. Habit trackers, which is basically where you list out your, I don't know, 2 to 5 habits that you want to do, and you check off every single time that you do it that day. Not only is it a way for you to keep yourself accountable and to remind yourself, but it's a dopamine hit when you check off that you did something. I would not remember the habits I'm trying to build if I didn't have a habit tracker. Through the years, there are things that I don't have to put on a habit tracker. For example, I don't have to put gym on the habit tracker anymore because I just do it naturally, because I've built that habit over time. But if I want to start a new habit, such as my affirmations have been fairly new over the past few months, it's something that I will consistently have in my habit tracker, and it makes me happy to check it off. And I can go back and look that I have been accountable over the past few months. If you want a habit tracker, I actually have it in my entire life planner on Notion, which you can find in the description box. It's also linked in the bio of all my socials. But that is a place where you can plan not only your entire life, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and more, but there's also a habit tracker there. So that could be super, super helpful for you. Right now it's $12.99. I know you guys love it. I also have a full Notion guide through if you want to check that out and see what the Notion template actually looks like. My 9th habit is having daily themes. I think that one of the things that held me back a lot from reaching the success that I wanted to reach was, I know that there are so many names for this, but I call it code switching. And it's basically when you're hopping around different tasks that are not necessarily related to each other. For example, I'm a content creator. If I am filming a video, editing it, filming, editing, I'm code switching way too many times, and that takes a lot of mental energy. Versus when I adopted daily themes, which means maybe one day I have it as a full filming day, and then the next day is a full editing day, and maybe the next day is an admin day, and then we start again. That has helped me be so much more productive, has helped my mind be so much more organized, and has helped me conserve a lot of my mental energy so that I have energy for other things, for other goals, and for life. And lastly, which arguably has been one of the most important besides number one, is the habit of depending on people. As someone who grew up pretty type A, it was hard for me to to not want to do everything on my own. I remember being in school, and if there was like a group project, I was just such a control freak that I was like, oh, let me just do most of the work because it's going to come out how I want it to come out. Within the first 2 years of my business, I was super reluctant to hire people and basically trust them. But everyone says this, when I did, my life changed because I had so much more time back to myself, and I hired people who were better than me at a lot of the things that I was doing that I thought I could do best. So if you're self-employed, hiring people will literally be such a game changer. But even just as a human, that led me to learn to just trust people, learn to depend on people, and learn to ask for help. If there is someone who knows how to ask for help, girl, it's me. And I wasn't always like that. Everywhere I go, when I have the opportunity to ask for help, I will. I always say the airport thing, which for me is when I'm going into a plane, if there is taller person around me, a man, a flight attendant, whatever, I will ask for help and tell them to put my carry-on overhead. Not because I can't, but because this is a perfect opportunity to ask for help and show the universe, show God that I'm open to receiving help. And that energy is infectious. And it reminds yourself that we are a team on this earth. We're not meant to do anything alone. And the greatest success that you're going to reach is a success that you reach with other people and with your support system. And let that be a combination of your intimate support system, like your family, your closest friends, etc., but also just the world around you. Don't be that person that thinks that there's a trophy at the end for doing everything on their own, because there's not. Those are my 10 habits that help make me successful at 21. Not saying I have everything figured out, but I'm very content with where I am right now, and I continue to grow, so I know that I'm on the right path, and I'm here to teach it as much as possible. If this episode helped you, definitely make sure to like it if you liked it, obviously, and share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. I come out with episodes every single week, so definitely make sure to subscribe or follow to hear more from me. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.